All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check sports. Today's a big NFL day. Let's bring in Mike Cosi. Good morning, Mike. He's not there. Mike, hello? I'll try him now. Is that you there, Mike?
Yep.
All right, geez, the other line rang for a second, and I punched in, and you weren't there. Oh, well. But you're there now. Good morning.
I'm here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
So you going out and getting some turkey today?
Yep.
I made mine yesterday for Jeremy. Made it yesterday. Took me about...
That's good.
It took me start to finish 5 hours to make everything and get it set for today. 5 hours.
I went to this place to get pie and donuts for my niece and nephew, and that's usually an ordeal.
Yeah.
I was in and out in a minute.
That's nice when that happens.
I couldn't believe it.
There's a pie sale they have here in Sharon, Mike. They always have it the day before Thanksgiving, put on by a church. And they have everything from small tarts up to big pies. And they're anywhere from $4 to $16. But they're always fresh made the day before. And they always say the sale starts at, 9:30 and goes to 10:30. Literally within a half hour, they're all gone.
Oh, this place, I don't know how long they prepare. They must be cooking since Monday, these pies and donuts and everything. But they have hundreds of them. And, man, the lot, they have a winding line like you're getting on a ride at Great Adventure. And the parking lot is four times the size for that day. But I got there very luckily around noon, and I thought it was going to be a disaster. I just hit it at exactly the right time.
All right. Well, so much for that. So, this is a day where we feature the NFL. Three football games. Any college games today? I think there's one or two.
I don't think so.
No, I think
they start tomorrow and go heavy tomorrow and heavy on Saturday. I don't think there's any college games today.
All right. Well, we've got Chicago at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, and Atlanta at New Orleans. Those are the games today.
Yep.
I'll give my picks. Where do we stand anyways, by the way? I have no idea.
You're 30-21-1, I'm 34-18.
All right. I am going to
picked
take
up two over last weekend, I think.
I'm going to take the following. Chicago, Dallas, and New Orleans.
I got double D's in New Orleans today.
So you're taking Detroit over Chicago?
Yeah, the quarterback's not playing.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll see what happens.
Chicago don't impress me.
They're on and off, but you're right. They're in a weak division, and they're 7-3, so. Well, we'll see what
happens.
They
don't impress me.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, all right, so the picks are made already. So
people are saying how this New Orleans game is a trap game.
No.
I don't see how this is a trap game with the way New Orleans is playing, and the Browns and the Cowboys just beat the Falcons, and the Saints played the Falcons earlier in the year and scored 43 on them, and the Saints are a much better team now. So I don't see how this is a trap game.
Well, I don't see how
they
it's
barely
a trap
beat
game.
The Giants, the Falcons.
That's the whole thing. That's why when you look at the Texans and they're in first place in their division, the other team's got to be terrible because the Giants beat them in Texas.
Yep.
So I mean, that's just
using
the way
the Giants is the measuring stick.
Yeah. But you have to do that.
Yeah, even that doesn't work sometimes, though. No. I looked at the kitty litter box today and. She wasn't prepared for a three-game episode, so I only had help with two.
Okay. There's only so much kitty poop that goes around.
That's it.
That's right. All right. So, Alice, where do you want to go in sports?
Watched the Maui Classic yesterday, Duke and Gonzaga, however you want to say it. And Gonzaga beat Duke yesterday, so it started the Thanksgiving holiday with a smile. Anytime Duke loses is a happy day.
Gonzaga is always a good team.
They're different this year, though. They got some big kids. They play good defense. They're a different type of team that they used to be. They used to be a small three-point shooting team. They're not. They got some big guys this year. They can go to the boards, and they still have the three-pointers. They were ranked third going into yesterday's game. I'm assuming they should be ranked first after that. But, you know, with home cooking, you never know what's going to happen. But they look like a pretty good team this year. They look like a team you're going to see playing deep into March.
All right. Well,
maybe into April, whenever that is.
Hey, the UConn men basketball team off to a good start this year, 4-1. They defeated Syracuse and Iowa. I mean, that's a surprise. We didn't expect anything from them this year.
They still on probation?
No, they're off probation.
They're off for a little while until they get back on again.
They're on probation. They're in court because Ollie's going to get his contract paid off. You wait and see, because they fired him with no reason, basically.
Since they got rid of Calhoun, that place has been a disaster.
Except for the first year of Kevin Ollie when he had Calhoun's team.
Yeah, no, but I'm not saying playing-wise. I'm saying behind the scenes. It's been a disaster. There's been investigation after investigation and suspensions and everything. They're a disaster.
Well, I think they're going to be much better now. I think they're much better now.
Well, it's not only being much better, it's being clean.
Well, I think they're much cleaner now. I really do.
We'll see. I mean, they should have learned the lesson after, 10 years of a calamity, probably?
Who? No, Ollie hasn't been there 10 years.
The program.
Oh, the program? Oh, the program. The program was, their program is fine. It's nothing compared to some of the other. They got fined for having the kids have scrambled eggs instead of just bagels for breakfast. That was BS when that happened. That was BS. Well,
maybe they should become a satellite of Notre Dame. This way they can get away with anything.
You're allowed to have bagels given to you for breakfast.
Maybe the kid was a vegan. Who knows?
But you couldn't have scrambled eggs or anything like that? How stupid was that?
No eggs, waffles, no eggs.
The NCAA, there's a Nazi organization for you.
I didn't say it, folks. He did.
All they do is take money.
He said it.
They make money off of kids, and they keep it, and then they fine kids. They're just, you want to know why these kids come out of college early and they're young and like that? It's the NCAA.
No, it's not the NCAA. The NCAA is guilty to a fault, but the universities are the ones that are more guilty, and the kids are even more guilty than anybody else because they're walking out of, if they stay for 4 years, scot-free with an education if they decide to get it, and no student bills, no student loans, where other kids are walking out with $250,000, $300,000 bills when they get through a college. These kids are getting it for free, but they want to get a $300,000 education and paid at the same time. Well, avoid the education, just go to the NBA, and this way you will get paid. No, I don't agree with that. The NCAA has its faults, but the kids are just as guilty. If you don't want to go to school, don't go to school. But if you do something like leave after a year, I think the NCAA should install a pact where if you leave early, anything that you did there, any tuition, any room and board, anything you got, you need to repay to the university. And you can, because you just became an instant millionaire.
All right. Now, any racing?
And this way, somebody else that wants a scholarship can get it, because you just gave them back the money.
All right. Any racing? There's no Thanksgiving racing or anything like
that?
Oh,
yeah, there is. Thanksgiving's a big racing day.
Well, let's get to the...
We got some races today, and tomorrow we're going to have a lot. And tomorrow's races will be for tomorrow. Let's see. We're going to go to Aqueduct today.
All right.
Aqueduct's got a stake. Well done. Seventh race today is called the Central Park, believe it or not. Seven horses on the turf. Decent race here. One horse I'm looking at a long shot is the six horse, Good Good. This horse is coming off of two stakes races, one at Saratoga, one at Kentucky Downs on the turf. Gets blinkers today. Gets a big class drop coming out against the horses that have just run in maiden races. I think this horse is going to get a very good trip at 12-1 and is a must-use in this race. And another horse, the seven horse, five-star general, first time on the turf. But this horse is bred well for the turf, and Delacour ships this horse up from Laurel. So a 6-7, 7-6 today in the seventh at Aqueduct. The eighth at Aqueduct is the traditional high fall weight handicap for horses going six furlongs. Some big horses used to be in this race. Not the big names anymore, but that's the way racing is everywhere nowadays. Two horses I'm looking at in this nine-horse field. One is the one-horse Command Post. This horse ran pretty decently at Gulfstream in the early spring, was laid up until September, came back, got his tightener under his belt at Parks. A lot of horses coming from Parks are running real good in New York, so I'm going to use the one Command Post in the eighth race. Another horse I'm using, shipping up from Laurel, trained by Lacey Gaudet, is the three-horse Mesotherm. This horse is 2-for-2 by 5 and 6 lengths last two times out at Laurel. Comes in off a real nice work down there at 47-3. This horse has all systems go. So a 1-3-3-1 in the fall high weight. And the ninth race today is another turf stake. It's called the Winter Memories, named after a horse of the same name. 12 lineup for this race. Nice field. The 11-horse significant form. Should be the favorite coming out of three graded stakes in a row. But there's a couple horses in here I think can upset the apple cart. One is the 8-horse Kapla Tentris, trained by Willie Mott. This horse has run in a couple of graded stakes as well at Saratoga, Belmont, and Keeneland. Hasn't come up with a win, but this is a lot softer field than those were. And I think this horse should get a good trip by Jose Rosario, who ran a couple of grass races yesterday very, very well. So he's a must-use. And the speed of the race is the 6-horse Got Stormy, trained by Mark Case, another horse coming out of a couple of stakes. So a very competitive field in the Winter Memories. The 6, 8, 11 is the way I'm going here. And if I had to choose a winner on top, I'm going to go with the 8, Kapla Tentris. So three nice stakes races today at Aqueduct. Early start there. The field's all wrapped up by 10 to 4. That's the post time for the ninth race. So racing starts there at 11:50. So if you plan on doing any action at Aqueduct, make sure you check it out a little bit early today.
All right, Mike, I want you to have a nice Thanksgiving, and we'll speak to you tomorrow on the Friday. And not too much turkey where you get groggy today.
No, I'll be fine. And happy Thanksgiving to you guys and all our listeners. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the day and enjoy your families.
All right, take care, Mike.
Take care, guys.